This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say. What's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time. But I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
And puts it in the air. Aidan Flint whips it up.
It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw him. Is it going to be there?
Yes! Yes!
Oh my word!
Hello, good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. My name's Dan Fudger. Tonight, joining me, I've got Ash, Stevie and Charlie. And we've not spoke to each other since the countdown and the credits in 2.5 minutes. And the dancing that I could see on the preview windows at the bottom was absolutely spectacular. This weekend, Sheffield Wednesday in a lunchtime kickoff, taking 7,400 fans away to Ewood Park on a Sunday, on the Lord's Day, came away with 3 points after securing a 3-1 win after a couple of goalkeeping errors and an absolute rip-snorter from our attacking midfielder. We're going to make sense of it this evening, and we're going to discuss our survival issues that we might have, because, and I'm going to get this early,
the rumour mill.
People are talking about staying in the league. Now, obviously, as usual, if you are watching live, if you are involved live on Twitch, Facebook or YouTube, you can comment, you can get involved. I'm going to be handing over to Ash this evening, who's going to be the babe in the booth, as we found out the other week, which is a lovely name for it, Ash.
I'll take that. Babe with beard.
Now, Well, let's get into it, right? So just before the game started, Stevie, how were you feeling in terms of this game? Because there were potentially three difficult fixtures with Blackburn away, West Brom at home and Sunderland away coming up. And we needed to, given the way the fixtures went, because Rotherham did a favour and secured a draw against Birmingham, we had our fate plunged into our own hands. A couple of times that's happened when it's been down to promotion, but in terms of survival, how are you thinking?
That was the longest question you've ever asked me.
I've just realised we've been on for 3.5 minutes and nobody else has spoke, so I've got to stop for a minute while I take a deep breath and a can of energy drink.
the running gag in the chat, the running gag on the pod has been, and the optimist, aren't I? I'm the guy that would say it's not must win, and it isn't must win until the end of the season, when mathematically it needs to be that situation. But realistically, after the Stoke game, I was very much of the mind that we needed 3 points against Blackburn, because you don't want to be going or having West Brom come to you when they're sort of fifth in the league, and needing a win there and then needing to go to Sunderland. So I think it was the pressure was on, particularly after the previous two games with the draws. So I was nervous. I was. I didn't know what to expect. I was a little bit apprehensive about taking a team out there, because for all the conversations about their difficult running, I think I might be right in saying that they beat Leeds the previous week, and I think they'd only lost one in the last eight or something like that. So, you know, Blackburn were, you know, they were going into it with a decent sort of run of form. Yeah. So, you know, when you take it all into consideration before kickoff, it was a bit of an ask to go there and put in the performance that we ended up doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And according to my Blackburn mates that heard all day from me on Sunday after the driest group chat that's happened in 4 years, I don't even remember. I've mentioned it before on this show. I took a couple of pals up when I was living in Southampton all the way to Hillsborough to watch us get spanked 5-0. And then we went out on the town. And I think I gave them the best day out they've ever had. And that was the arrangement for travel plans, that group chat. Well, all of a sudden that came resurrected on Sunday afternoon. And Ash, apparently the goalkeeper against Leeds, Pears, his name is, Ainsley Pears, had an absolute scorcher against Leeds as well. I mean, how are you feeling? I know that you're the most positive, upbeat one that we have on the panel. Like, how are you feeling?
Honestly, I was, and I've said this on this podcast, I think it could be yours is up the shagging Wendy's, a man shaking like a shitting dog. I think I might have that on a t-shirt. I think we'll get that on the shop. We're a little cartoon dog curling one out, I think, you know? I was not feeling it at all. I wasn't. Obviously, Saturday, we were the ones playing last. Results on Saturday weren't too shabby, were they? So it was like, I was so nervous. I really was. And stood there, like, with 7,399 other Wednesdayites yesterday was fantastic, and stood there going, oh no, right, okay, and we know what we need to do, but I just couldn't help it. I had a dread, and it was awful, it was horrible. I'm not really one to get emotional or anything like that, but I just stood there. I said to my lad Shadrach, I said how are you feeling, and he's like, he's going, I think we'll do it, we're good, easy, and I'm like, mate, I feel shocking. And I did. I felt ill there. And I'm sure there's thousands of people that have got that feeling the same, but I never usually have it. And it's there. It was there. And it was there for all game. I'll be honest, it really was until the final whistle. So I wasn't feeling it. I drove there, got there really early, soaked up the atmosphere, you know, and got absolutely rinsed for the worst food I've had at a football ground, and that's saying something for Hillsborough. So, I wasn't, mate. Nope, not feeling it at all.
How wrong were you? I tell you what, normally I don't ask the same question to all three of you when we're doing this sort of thing, but in the interim, I want your thoughts in the comments telling me how you were feeling going into this game before I come to Charlie and ask it, because I must admit, I was the same. I was thinking, we're going to get absolute beatings here, because we know that Blackburn have got it in them, you know what I mean, what they did to Sunderland and getting a result like they did against Leeds, and you're thinking, oh god, we're gonna get his ass handed to us. But then again, I was kind of the same against Queen's Park Rangers. What about you, Chaz?
Yeah, well, it was a funny one, because I was like, guarantee, I was like, we're going to beat QPR, Stoke and Blackburn. I was like, that's where our wins are going to come from, definitely. And then I was right with QPR, and then I was flat wrong with Stoke. So then I was like, shit, like, if this ends up being another draw, like, even as a minimum, like, that really did feel like it. Like we've not even been able to get the points against what I really think should be the teams we should have been. Like, if you think about our next two games coming up, for me, Blackburn was a must win. But only because it should have been doable. It should have been doable on paper. It was, you know... I didn't really relax until the third goal, because I was watching it in Meadowhall as I was walking around doing that thing where you're like, I can't celebrate too loud because I'm in a packed boots. And I'd almost like just about finished telling my husband, who don't give a monkeys, about Windass's goal before I realised it equalised. And I was like, never mind. You don't have to pretend to care now. Don't mind now. I'm sad again. Just ignore me. Stop speaking to me. It's fine. And even when I saw the second one went in, I was like, oh, well, I can't wait to be disappointed again in another 3 minutes time when they know that get another equaliser. So when the little ping, when it pinged and I could see the chat come through first, because the chat comes in above the before the stream, and it was like, just lots of letters and capitals. And I was like, that's probably for us. And it was technically, it was by them, but for us. So very, you know, he could just tell how stressed we were. We just needed that little extra goal. So yeah, it was only then that I started enjoying it. Other than that, I agree, it was poo pants time the whole time.
I tell you what, being a man of a certain age, disappointed in 3 minutes, I'm going to put that on a t-shirt to sell, or disappointing in 3 minutes. I feel like, you know, well, 3 minutes is pushing it. Ash, what are the comments saying? What are the people saying? What were their prior thoughts to this game?
We'll just get some hellos. Nat, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We've got evening all. Hi, guys. Good evening to you all from Anthony from Sheffield. And Sinks on up the Wendy's. So, yeah, the thing. Yeah, I think this is my favourite up to now.
Dan's always hogging the line, Mike. Never you mind.
And he's come back with, even at 3-1 up, my bum hole was twitching. That's not me. That's a comment anyone listening on not a video thing. That's, yeah.
I do like that one that's just come in from Nat right at the bottom there, mate, that says that says Pears has now scored more than Fletcher. So that's nice, isn't it? So I tell you what then, Stevie, let's get into it. We had the lineup, pretty solid lineup. I tell you what, we've got to a point where we have now a selection of centre-backs. I've not got the graphic ready because, I normally steal it from the BBC and they didn't have it the 30 seconds before we went on air. So we're going to have to try and remember it, or Ash can surreptitiously Google it while I continue to talk at you. But we tend to have I was going to say embarrassment of riches at centre-back, but we tend to have a queue of blokes, big stags, that are all seem to be as good as each other. They're all slightly worse down the queue. But, you know, I felt like we set up all right. Johnson, for some reason, and I still don't understand it, got a lot of grief after the Stoke game and came in. And I was excited to see him, and he didn't let us down. And then we had, who did we have in the centre? We had Ihekwe. Was it, did Femewo start?
Ihekwe in the middle, Palmer on the right, Femewo on the left.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And then Paul Valentin. So it was like a 3-4-3 at the end of it. You know, we absolutely went for it. I mean, not too shabby, right?
No, I think it's all just for courses with Danny, isn't it? And I think he's set up with a game plan based on what they were, the way that they were going to set up. He's obviously put Palmer in there at the right of the three centre-backs for whatever reason. There's something going on there because... you know, Iorfa is there or thereabouts, and for what, you know, as we said, for whatever reason, he seems to be favouring Palmer over Iorfa. Ihekwe, I don't think anybody could argue with. Marshall in the middle, he seems to be that sort of pivot in the back three at the moment, based on form. I did kind of wonder whether or not he'd put Bambo in from the start, just for a little bit of pace. And dare I say it, as much as I like the bloke, and I think he gets maligned at times, I thought Femewo was probably the weaker of the three. Just for no other reason than he seems to have a lack of pace. He seems to be a little bit more sluggish than the other three. He does look, I think, was it Holly that mentioned it earlier in the season? He looks like he's really grafting when he's putting a shift in, when it, you know, going full pelt and jumping forwards a bit. I think he was the one that got caught out for their equaliser, wasn't he? But at the end of the day, you it's difficult because he is the most natural player to go in that left side of a three. And I don't think, you know, I don't think you can put Bambo in there necessarily and have the same sort of effect. So the balance of the back three was great. You've got a pivot of Ihekwe, right-hand side Palmer, left-hand side Femewo. That back three was fine for me. I thought the team was fine. Valentin, no arguments.
I do. Ash in the background has sorted us out a useful infographic. So that's them. So it's not that useful. thanks, Ash. You've done me there, haven't you? You've asked.
You know
I can't preview that, and you've absolutely stitched me up there. But anyway, 3-4-3. Up top, we had Ugbo with some ginger dreadlocks. Don't know what's going on there. Now, Stevie, did you ever try and bleach your hair when you were a kid? I mean, we've all had that colour at some point, haven't we?
No, I had the high top I had the high top. Did you? And I went through, I went through the phase of, you know, you look at all your sort of your black history. And I remember watching Malcolm X, Denzel Washington, and he dyed his hair in prison and he left it on for too long and burnt it. He burnt his head on the film. And I was just like, not a chance I'm doing that.
Not doing that. So you, not like every other black teenager in the mid-90s, wanted to look like Ibrahim Bar. The French right wing. I'm pretty sure that had Sheffield in a stranglehold, if I remember rightly, back in the day. Nobody got the colour right. Didn't get it white enough.
No, I wanted to look like Kid out of Kid and Play.
Of course you did. Of course you did. And I've seen it. You pulled it off, mate.
We've just had a cracking comment in.
Stevie's done more earned.
Oh God.
Oh God! That's because we're treading water. We've now got the right graphic.
There we are.
Sorting that as a graphic, Charlie. So there we are. Masaba Ogbo and Windass. I'm pretty sure they probably had Windass playing at what the kids call the number 10 with Ogbo and Windass. Windass off Ogbo. So you know, that's going for it, right? That was our best starting 11, weren't it, Chaz?
Yeah, I had no arguments with that, and I think you've got to go attacking because you've got to win. And I think it's a tricky one as well, because I think from what I like the little bits of kind of keeping tabs on Blackburn as a sort of a team that's kind of hovering around near us, but not, you know, they've not been right down there with us, but they've not kind of been far off. They do seem to. Their biggest strength, let's be honest, they're a one-man team. And I think by their own admission, some of them have sort of said it's all about... The commentators say it four different ways each time and it makes you less confident every time you say it. Schmodix. And so, you know, yes, there's that threat defensively. But other than that, it was like, no, that makes sense. It makes sense to go attacking. You know, we've got to get those goals in. And I think, yeah, it didn't look as great in the first half once we actually, you know, I think there was a lot of running around like headless chickens, but it got a lot tighter, obviously, in the second half. So, I wouldn't have changed anything going into it.
Ooh, a bit of Windy Pops kicking right in, a lot louder than I thought. I've had a chicken Caesar salad for lunch tonight. So, tea. I've had a chicken Caesar salad for tea tonight, and it's catching up on me now. As one of us tries to realise our mobile phones work, and somebody hasn't gone in flight mode tonight, and I can still hear you all buzzing in the background. You're all stitching me up. I can hear you. My apologies about the sound issues. We all know it's Stevie. I'm being dead polite about it. Ash, what else have we got in the comments? Is it you? Is it not? Who's not on flight mode because you're absolutely?
I'm on flight mode. Really bad.
You know when someone's like tapping in the background and you're trying to finish a sentence. I've got like, you know what I mean. I get like really no. I'm deaf for one.
I'm good. I'm good.
All right, we're all right. It's all right. Let's not make a thing out of it. Go on, Ash.
we've got Dan says I think we should start a Paul Valentine Appreciation Society.
Yep.
So seems he did have a really good game.
I'm down. I think the Atty Newhew fan club might have disbanded over recent years, so we need someone else to throw our hat in the ring to.
Jay Bloggs, he was confident we could get a result yesterday. The Marv goal, Hercules heel over recent games.
Oh, really? You see, a lot of people gave Marv a lot of grief, didn't they, after last week? And I didn't, you know, I thought everybody was kind of not, it wasn't a great performance from a lot of the team. So why Marv got singled out, I don't know.
I don't understand the grief that bloke gets, to be honest with you. And I know that there's been a couple of, let's call it subpar performances in the last three or four. But since he came back in under Danny Rule, he's been top three, top four for us players. I think he's been absolutely outstanding. I think even when he's quiet, I think it's just that flash, that moment of potential, opportunity, brilliance, whatever you want to call it. He's an outlet, and I think he gets forward down that left-hand side better than anybody else can. And we've got his replacement at the moment is Pedersen, the guy that were coming in instead of him would likely be him or Famewo. Famewo doesn't have the legs that Marv has. Pedersen doesn't either. And I think if you get him into certain areas, he's the best distributor of a ball that we've got. I think he's different gear. And I just rate the bloke. I think he's been absolutely brilliant for us. Yeah, he's been a little bit subpar. And I know that sometimes there's a little bit of a stink on him because of all the stuff that he might be a bad egg or this, that and the other. I'm not being funny. He scored the goal yesterday. You saw how much it meant. And I know that you can believe the rumours that have been sort of circulating around January time as to whether or not he was going to go to Ipswich, the circumstances around it. I thought it was great yesterday. And if it were left to me, I'd have him up there, sort of top three, top four in terms of the players that we've had this season.
Do you reckon there's an element of, because Barry Bannon's so good, if he drops in a 6.5, everybody's like, no, Bannon was shit. Do you think that Marv gets that similar sort of thing? Like, if he doesn't drop a 7 in Ash, like, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that, but there's probably every player in that squad is like that. We haven't had, a consistently great run of form where everyone's, like, who comes in is really having a great game, or 7s and 8s is always going to be. And Marvin Johnson's had that, where he's had a couple of, like Stevie said, stinkers. But for me, I thought he was quality, and we'll get on to his goal, but I was going to give him absolute props for making up the ground.
Yeah.
Because,
We'll get to it.
And for me, yeah, he does get a lot of crap, and he does on social media, and obviously it's well documented that his partner has responded to a lot of it, to the fans that have said things. But I think he is consistently well above average for us this season.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Must have been the break in Dubai he had.
Must have been that. Right then, so not a lot happened. Yeah, we went to Blackburn. Ash had some terrible food, Chaz. The first thing that really happened, and I kept saying it, I think I was saying it to Lenny when I went to the pub with Stevie. I kept saying, like...
My friend Ben.
Yeah, your friend Ben. Went and got boshed up with him in that London. Charlie, I kept saying to him, like, listen, if we get an early one, like Smudger did against Peterborough when we got that early penalty, we've got them. We'll do them. We've got them. And the way Windass hit that ball, the way he moved his body was... It was beautiful, wasn't it?
I have watched it I'm still waiting on the drone footage. I want to see it from every angle I want to see it from the ball's perspective. I want to see it from his foot's perspective. Like, it was, it's so sublime. And I'll tell you something as well. When speaking of, like, Johnson and, like, oh, what goes on behind the scenes? Is he a knob? Is he got a bad attitude? This and the other. He's another one that's, like, perpetually got rumours about him, and you can believe what you want, but I tell you what, if we pay him for nothing else, the magic moments when it really counts towards the end of a season, he's worth every penny. Like, honestly, that goal was just, and I don't think there's many that could have hit that would have seen not just the opportunity, but, like, the angle of it. Like, maybe only Eamon Bannon really is, like, because it's brave to do it and not just see if you could just maybe run and keep it up. Like, it's brave to just see that, but to be able to just hit it like he did, the speed he did, and just watch, I mean, it is absolutely outstanding. Goal of the season, 1,000%.
It was the fact that he didn't just, like, lob it, he, like, opened his body up side foot and just get in the position to do that. It was all right.
The window to get over the goalie and into the top of the net was. That's one of them that wakes you up in the middle of the night because you were dreaming, kicking a ball and you've kicked the missus out of bed or something. You know what I mean? It's one of them. It's a beauty. Yeah. And then the celebration, Stevie. I assume there's been a lot said about Windass. And sometimes when players react like that, I'm gonna sound like I'm blowing smoke up my own ass here. But I wonder if, you know, when they say everybody's been saying this about me and everybody's saying that about me, I always wonder if this show is part of that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know.
That one's for you, Daniel.
Off t-shirt up. Yeah, he's got unwritten white t-shirt with a
soft. Yeah,
soft touch, man.
No, but there's, like, you know, if you stood there giving it back, and I absolutely love the shit housing, don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan. But, like, I have made no secret of the fact that I thought Josh Windass played trash against Barnsley, but they came up with a goal. For some reason, I keep harping back to it. And then there has been a groundswell on websites such as X to sort of say, you know, he's not very good. Let's get rid of him. He's made a Lego and all the rest of it. Do you think he's talking about us?
No, he's talking about you.
We've always been quite complimentary.
Yeah, I like Josh. It's 100%. It's obviously a reaction to the things that are being said on social media, and I know that he had a little bit of a period out of off X, didn't he? Where he's kind of taken his account down, and all of a sudden he's back, and you know he's one that will react to the things that are said, so you can tell that he goes in there and he reads what he's, you know, people are saying about him. So you know, for him to score that goal the way that he did, and in the actual way that you've described absolutely everything that was good about it, if I were him, I'd be doing exactly the same. It's either that or the Cantona collar, isn't it? It's one of those sort of things, or the, you know, I'm going to stand and I'm just going to be, here is me. And yeah. I don't think anybody can begrudge him the celebration that he did. The goal itself, just to sort of tag on to everything, the irony is, I've watched back just to have a quick look at it. It comes from our best player yesterday was Will Volks. Took one of the worst corners I've ever seen. It's gone direct. Yeah, it's gone direct to Windass, who's miscontrolled it. It's bounced out. Blackburn have run down the other end. Bannon has run 75, 80 yards to put in that tackle.
At an absolute rate of knots, he went sprinting back as well. Barry Bannon was
absolutely insane.
In the fourth minute.
Put the tackle in.
All the game to go as well. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. He's put the tackle in. The ball's broken quite fortuitously. Volks has made it back, has lumped the ball forwards. Yeah. And the next time after that shitty touch, excuse me, sorry, pardon my French, Mum, that shitty touch that Windass had off the corner was him putting it in the goal. You know, yeah. So he's one terrible touch, and then his next one was absolutely sublime. But the goal itself, the way that we countered a counter-attack, I thought was something, it was one of the most un-Sheffield Wednesday things I've ever seen in my life. It was absolutely brilliant. And the goal
That's interesting you said that, because the goalkeeping error that we haven't got to yet and the Windass goal, they don't happen to Sheffield Wednesday.
No.
We score shitty back post headers and we throw a geezer at it to get it over the line or you know what I mean? And unless it's that season where we held our own goal of the month competition, we don't score goals like that. We don't get that rub of the green, especially where we are in the league. I found it really interesting, but that goal for me was a beauty. And in reference to your mate Ben as well, Stevie, we were in this pub in London, and it's called Mabel's Tavern. And for some reason, it's a Sheffield Wednesday pub. It's got an Aussie owl behind the bar, and then a woman was kind of waving it around, and it was full of Manx on a day out. Yeah, full of Manx on a day out. Going to Wembley, and we pissed them straight off, and then they started saying F off Wednesday, so we started to, it was St. Sheridan's Day as well, so we just started singing John Sheridan. But then when we scored, Ben jumps up, he's got his feet all over the chair, he's running all over the bench seating, he's jumping on the tables, he's kicking pints, we lost his mind, right? And the woman behind the bar came over and went, hey, you can cut that out. And he turned around. And the best thing about Ben is he's been in London a number of years, but his accent hasn't changed in the slightest, like not even a little bit. And he went, well, you've got to tell them not to score goals then if you don't want me doing there anymore. Like, oh, sorry, lads.
I love him. Literally the nicest bloke you could ever wish to meet. He's absolutely brilliant.
Ash, what we got in the comments in reference to Windass's rip snorter?
I wish you'd give me some chance, man. I'm
sorry.
Lewis with Mov's outstanding. He ran from his box to get onto that. No, we're not going. That's the wrong one. So you've got to give me some.
All right. Man,
yeah.
There's
loads of comments, which is great. It is really good, but you know, I need to keep up with
that. Is it a lot of admin for you, Ash? Is that what it is?
I can't cope, man. Can't cope.
All right, Charles. Let's move on to a rather concerning point for me, because it looked like a hamstring injury to... I nearly said Peter Odemwingie then. I don't know why. But Michael Ihekwe went down, and I was concerned. Yeah. Is this before they scored? I can't remember. No, they've equalised.
Yeah.
So Smodic just decided he was just going to run and kick ball. There was nothing to that goal at all. I absolutely, Chaz... if you could do that all the time. Why did he? Yeah.
you can sort of see, like, I don't really like the guy because he's a shit house for somebody else's team, I guess. So I don't really like the guy. But he does a hell of a lot of shushing for somebody that keeps losing 3-1. But by all accounts, he has been doing it for them all season. And there was something about the frustration of it where it was the frustration of a man carrying an entire other team on his back where he was just like, do, lumped it, got it in the net, right, 0-0, everyone shut up. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like he's just watched, and we'll talk obviously about the third goal, but there's a fantastic clip of him on, I think it's Sky's coverage, where it's just after the third, where he's going two goals like that.
That's all we
and
need.
It's really ambiguous because you're like, I read it initially as him saying, we just need to get two more back. And by we, I mean me, you useless player. I'm going to have to try and find two goals. But it also could have meant that idiot's got his two goals, which I thought was quite funny as well. But yeah, there was a definite element of, and that was dangerous to me then, because it felt like, when pushed, he was going to come out with a bit of magic like that, with a bit of just that drive. And we can be very shaky when teams come at us aggressively like that. Like, not even necessarily teams, just play, just a guy like that. The way that he was like, I'm getting it in. So, yeah, we barely finished celebrating, had we? We'd barely come off the ceiling from a goal like that.
Go on, Ash.
I have a rant.
Ooh.
Is that not in reference to this Smodike's goal?
It is. Okay. I'm going to swear because I think he deserves it. And I'm going to probably get a load of pelters on social media and on the comments. I fucking despise the celebration. If you don't fucking bounce, you're a blade. Because I've been to 4 matches now that we've started singing that, and they've scored within 3 minutes. I hate it. I must have been one of the only people in the lower
section. Bouncing. Does that make you a blade?
It does not make me a blade. It makes me a sensible Wednesday fan. And not I'm sorry, anyone who does it, I'm sorry for being it, but I fucking hate it. With a passion. I do. I really do. And it just, as soon as it started, you knew it. Ball come over. For me, it was in treacle. Smodix, great finish, and he's done that for, what is it now, 30 times this season in all competitions. And that was it, done. And I'm turned around and I said, I fucking told you. And apologies.
Jesus, I'm glad we did a survey where people told us off for swearing. So if you were listening with the old children, ladies and gents, that was Ash.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later.
Apologies, I do, I'm sorry. But it's something that I feel very passionate about. I really hate it. And that day, the day, it should have been canned. That's it, done. Don't even bother because I'm embarrassed. I was embarrassed. I'm sorry.
I feel like you've been doing that speech for a day and a half already.
I'm sorry. I'll stick to the crappy comments and shut up. But I just thought, scored, great goal, Windass, we're all buzzing. That's it, that's the start we needed. Let's go, let's calm it down now. I've had guys spitting pie on my head, kissing back in my head, all this lot. The two guys behind me, me and the lad, brilliant. And he just, I'm sorry, just calm it down. Let's kick off, let's regroup and all that, all as one. No, let's stop. Anyway, I'm gonna have a lie down, have a beer or something.
I was gonna say, go and have a schmuck on a pancake.
Oh God, I've gone red. Look at me, I'm matching.
I was gonna say, are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Right at home?
I'm not. Right? Just it gets me just like that. And I'll tell you what. It's a good job seeing South Stand where none of that stuff happens. In it, right, Stephen?
In it. Oh wow.
Properly civil in the South Stand.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, mate. Right, comments are absolutely big fan of an Ashran. What I'll do, I'll clip it and I'll put a hilarious noise over every F and or Jeff, and we'll make that our advert for this.
I really
week.
Lost it. And so that was my little mini rant because thank you, Karen.
Karen agrees.
No, I don't. It takes a rant for somebody to agree with me. I like it. But sorry, but anyway, yeah. So Schmodix, great finish. Obviously, we know what he's like. And then that was it, wasn't it? That was it. That's it. It's killed me now. So I go to quite a lot of away games. I'm quite fortunate and all that. I do not want to see that ever again.
You don't want the bounce if you don't bounce through a blade.
I'm not even going to say it. That's it. I've said it. That's it.
Sorry, I thought we changed it to funky bounce anyway for the kids at some point. Did we not do that?
I think I should have just now. I think Dan.
Yeah, I feel like you could have done because that's on the internet now forever. So that's now your legacy there, Ash. Big fan of that. Swearbox is already full and rolling halfway through.
Apologies.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, so,
Stevie.
Yeah,
Stevie, talk to me about Michael Heckway's hamstring injury. Quick, get me out of here.
Michael Heckwe hurt his leg. He went down and came off, and we brought Bambo on. The end.
Bambo coming on. I had a concern because I was worried about, you know, Ash is right. You know, the crowds were bouncing. There's a good number of us there, and a goal like that can really take the wind out your sails. And I was worried about the heads going down. And then when we lost Michael Heckwe, who's been a standout performer since the turn of the new year. I was a little bit concerned, were you?
Was it the loss of a Heckwe? I was less concerned, and I'll say this, I was less concerned about Bambo coming on because he seems to be that kind of player that, although he can be a little bit Marmite at times, and he can be a little bit of one of those, oh, he's going to drop a bollock here and there, when the time calls, I'll be honest with you, in those sort of situations, he doesn't let us down very often. There's been times where he's come in and he's done quite well. I thought his pace, and I'll say it, I thought his pace was what we needed when he came on, certainly after the equaliser. They've equalised, haven't they? And then Heckwe's gone off.
Yeah, but if you had the choice, you'd have subbed for Maywell, chasing Smodike's... I've gone for a different way of pronouncing it, Charles. I'm going to play your game tonight. Smodoglik's pace just left for Maywell for dead. Given the choice, if you were going to change a centre back for Bambo, you'd have probably taken off.
There was another one, wasn't there, where it's broken through and Bambo's had to make the ground to come back and put in a challenge towards the end of the first half. And it was that sort of situation where it sort of solidified the point I'm trying to make, that Bambo's pace got us out of a little bit of shit here and there. And I thought he did all right, to be fair.
I thought he was good.
Yeah, big, strong, physical. He's one of those, if he wins his first header, he wins his first tackle, he wins his first duel, then, you know, he's going to kick on and that's going to be his game. If he misplaces a tackle or makes a mistake in the first 5 minutes, his head disappears up his own arse, and that's when you know it's going to be a long afternoon for him. But
I'm
going
to put a disclaimer on this episode, aren't I? I'm going to have to put a one at the beginning too. This, you know, like they did that one episode of Red Dwarf where they went, "This one's a bit scary. Don't let the kids watch it." I'm going to have to do one on this one.
The polymorph.
Yeah. The polymorph episode. That's what we should have called this episode. Charlie, Ash, I'm going to come to you. So start preparing your admin for some comments. Charles, I'm going to come to you. So halftime came and went. It was all a bit tetchy. We were still, it was the epitome of a Sunday league shout. It's still nil-nil, lads. And then Bambo, bloody hell, got an elbow coming out of his nose. Did you see the state of that? Bloody hell, fire.
It was gone.
If I said to a four-year-old, draw a picture of a witch, that's how they draw the nose.
It was, it's one of them that makes your nose hurt, doesn't it? You know, and you see it and you're like, you have to sort of check that your own nose is okay. Not ideal. it was just kind of smeared across his face, wasn't it?
But then I was like, I don't know if you were the same as me, Chaz, but I was like, oh, Christ, that's two centre-backs gone. And yeah. then to turn around and see Dominic Iorfa warming up, you're like, oh.
Well, oh, yeah.
All right.
Put a token in, get another one out. There we go. Oh, I forgot we've got an ever-ending just supply of, yeah, there's always someone else coming to take his place. Obviously, ideally, they wouldn't have then, say, kicked Iorfa really hard, because eventually we're going to have to stop subbing the same person in the same position. But yeah, it was a shame as well, because I think there's, to come on as a sub and then get injured. But he put on Twitter, I'm okay. Great game.
Okay. Okay. Your nose was pointing. You could smell a Sunday dinner round the corner. You know, honestly, if it was like one of them cartoons where the steam picks you up by your nose, he wouldn't eat the pie on the window. He'd be like, nah, lads, I'm done. And then the day after goes, it's all right. I'm not too bad. It's in a different direction. And not like pointing sideways. It's moved up his entire nose. Like, it's up here.
It was badly. I wonder if it'll be a mask job. Do you think we'll get? Because I think that's a good talisman. Not that I'm saying we should smash one of our players in the face like two or three games before the end of the season. But, you know, if a lucky mask, maybe there. Unless his nose is just gone, in which case they'll probably just like tape around it a bit and just kind of leave it alone. It looked pretty decimated.
Make it up with Play-Doh.
Was the issue, or could there be an issue? I missed it on here, but concussion. Could he have been? Because he went down for a while, didn't he?
Yeah. 11 minutes added on at the end.
If there's a protocol for that, if he gets assessed last night or whenever or today, if there could be a chance of it being concussed, because
it can be dangerous, can't it? You can get like all sorts of damage, can't you, from that general area?
I thought he was great when he came on. I really thought that he put himself right in there, and he carried the ball a couple of times as well, which we haven't seen a great deal of. I mean, Bernard's done that before, but Stevie was right. One of his first challenges was he made a bit of ground up, and everyone's shouting, put him in stand, you know, and he took everything, got the ball, and then got up and carried on. But yeah, I thought he was great. And then, obviously, like I say, someone else, he gets injured and you bring in on a third centre-half. So how good is for the team for that to change? I know Famewo and Palmer were the same, but for the keeper as well, to have three different guys in front of him and still maintain composure. And I thought that the defensive unit, all right, apart from Smodics' goal, which was a bit of a hoofball, a bit of pace and a good finish, but I think they reduced him to only. I think they only had a couple more chances.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. What other comments have we got, Ash? There. So Mad War's gone with Icky's been solid. Bamba was a beast, and Big Don was a general. No issues with any of being on pitch. Me neither. There was actually something really reassuring where you go, oh no, we've got a sub because of an injury, because his nose is just not there anymore. And then Big Don comes on. You're like, well, I'm all right with it. Ash, what else have we got, bro?
Jay says, it's like every time we had a centre-back go off, we powered up in pace. Which, you can't argue with that, can you? An equate to Diaby to Dom. So, yeah, it's... YouTube royalties in the house, look. Ooh. Chef Camp, toughest teak, old Bambo. Tough as teak. I like that.
I'm a big fan of that. Big fan of that. Right then, Stevie, let's get to this second goal here. So
Before we do, can I just have a moment of recognition for
how much swearing's involved? Because we've already pissed the kids off.
There's another one.
A moment of recognition for my favourite player. Please.
Yes. Will Volks. Oh, he was absolutely immense, man.
He comes in. He started before Iorfa. He started before Bambo. He's about to be released. He's not good enough for Championship. He's barely good enough for League One. He's put in, what was it, his 433rd appearance yesterday. And I know, and I'm not for a second suggesting that he was man of the match. I don't think he was the best player.
Oh,
I
knew.
Hang up.
Sorry.
Can I finish what I'm saying, dickhead? Volks was excellent. Bannon was excellent. I thought Ugbo played well. I thought Johnson played well. But I don't think he did a great deal wrong. And I think he's come in. He's unassuming about the business that he does. He gets on with it. I think there were times where when Blackburn have pressed and they're putting our back line under pressure, it's him rather than Femebo that's going to pass the ball into midfield out the back. And I thought he added a composure, and I thought he was very unassuming about in terms of the things that he was doing. I think Liam Palmer deserves a lot of respect and a lot of credit for what he did yesterday. I thought it was absolutely excellent.
I absolutely 100% concur. To have two players on the pitch, combined north of 800 appearances is impressive. And one of them has come under some absolute scrutiny. You know, the first half of his 20s, he was getting dog's abuse for a lot of years. And then this last season, he was incredible. This might be for a bloke in his early 30s now, isn't he, to be at championship level and not really had a good crack at the championship during his career. It might be a big ask for him. And, he might wind his contract down. But if he stays and we're relegated, I'd snap my hand off. I'd keep him purely for the utility of it. But if we do stay up, I feel like it might be a large ask. But he's getting some love in the comments, isn't he, Ash? Like, he's getting some big ones there.
Palmer flies under the radar. Another great game. Should have scored at the end of the first half, though.
He broke over the bar.
Right, no.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was him.
Sorry, that one's moved up. LP2 has been very solid the last few weeks, like fine wine getting better with age.
I agree. Now, where am I in the rotation? Is it you, Ash? Can you talk to me about this second goal? Because I've watched it a thousand times to see if the keeper hits it again. Like, you know that thing you used to do when you play football with kids and you bend over to pick it up and then you kind of kick it with your toe end and go, oh, I can't believe I've done that. It looked like that to me. Like,
what about the second or third goal?
Their second goal. Our second goal.
Our second goal, the Johnson goal, not the keeper.
No, it was the goalie.
That's the third goal. It was technically their second goal.
Well, yeah, he's really
for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel spent yesterday afternoon drinking beer with my friend Ben at the Mabel Tavern.
I am
in London. Has no recollection. And the private videos that they were sending.
You make that sound a bit fruity, but
we got TWD OnlyFans then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We, I tell you what, the problem is after Sunday, I had seven pints for dinner at £7 a pop for shit beer. So up the London. Here we go.
It was Johnson's goal.
Right. Ash, talk to me about Marvin Johnson's goal where he put the bloody afterburners on.
I think it all started from man of match, Will Volks. And I know we put a tweet out, appreciation, and he has had some love on the comments already. Craig's just come up with, doesn't win that challenge, we don't score simple. He did put a cracking challenge in, won the ball. And that just set up a counter-attack break. And Ugbo picked it up, and then he put it out onto the right-hand side to Masaba. Mm-hmm. And I think if you watch the highlights, the Sky highlights, when the commentator goes, Masaba, to Windass, and obviously Windass doesn't make it, and then out of nowhere,
boom,
Johnson has just come, and he has made up some grass, hasn't he? Absolute. And you don't see it from the, like, replay, you don't see him until like the last few yards, you know, and he's made it up and a composed finish. I know because he's coming at some pace as well, and he's put it into the far corner past the keeper. It was great. It was great to see a breakaway goal and a well worked one like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And fair play to him. Like I said, he puts it in and then the limbs and he's gone absolutely ballistic, anting in that far corner. In front of the fans. It was fantastic, really good.
I was going to say, you were right in that, Ash. Was there limbs on toast everywhere? Was it?
There was. No bouncing, but there were limbs. There weren't any bouncing after the second goal. Anyway, not really me, but no, it was. It was great. I mean, the whole build-up play, the Volks challenge, the Ugbo picks up, turns, and obviously drives towards goal, lays it off to Masaba. And I've been not critical, but I've made comment on Masaba's crossing ability and releasing the ball. Sometimes he's gone into the box and tried to take too many touches, but I think he just looked up and played a cracking ball with pace across the. And obviously, the defence had no chance, and it was a great finish. Really good.
I know.
And that was what we needed.
And I tell you what, it absolutely changed the game. There was no other team winning that game after and the emphatic way in which Neymar smashed it in. I'm all for. You know, he's spat out quite the four letter expletive with OFF on the end of it as he's absolutely slapped that. It had vibes of, remember David Beckham's penalty against Argentina, where he's just hit it straight down the middle. You know, he's just absolutely screamed mega swear words, unbroadcastable Ash rant style words. Now, Charlie, I'm not going to stitch up with this. I'm going to come back to Ash. I know it's your turn, Charles, but Ash, I think Mesaba needs to put a performance in because I think he's been off the boil for it. And I don't want to put a negative on such a good win, but I felt like he's got the fans off his back a little bit with a couple of decent assists. I mean, he'd been missing a bit, hasn't he?
I think I've done all the negativity for this podcast tonight, Daniel. I think right. I have been the negative, and I'm not going to go that. I think he played well. He's not been as effective as he could have been or perceived to be, even though he gets that assist or he chips in with a goal. But that was good for me, like I mentioned when I said about the goal, for him to look up, drive it in the ball first time without taking too many touches. And I think, for me, I think he did the right thing. It was quiet first half. I personally think Gassama, when he came on, was a lot more effective. But it was a different type of game, so It's hard to compare, but yeah, Mesaba, QPR game, was it QPR?
Yeah,
it was a QPR game where he had a stormer. Unfortunately, that's just one out of a dozen at the minute, but he's got quality, no doubt he's got quality.
It's in there somewhere. I just feel like it needs to be a bit more consistent. You see, I didn't pile that one on you, Chaz. Did you see that there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is a 3-1 win. I want you to slag one of the players off, Chaz. What about that? Although, you know, a couple of comments are agreeing there. I think you got one from Scotch there saying, Mesaba just needs to be consistent and I think he will win the fans over, which he probably will. And then Craig Haywood's gone with, Mesaba needs to learn when to release the ball. Same with Gassama. And I think you're right, actually. I think there is an issue there where it's just one or two touches too many. Now, Chaz, you know, you see people playing football with kids and they're kind of bending over and they toe-bone it and they go, oh, God. I've watched this goal a few times and I can't work out whether the goalie takes a second touch.
I've seen it put to clown music. I've seen it put to you've been framed music, different like wobble board sound effects. It was just, I think from what I can see,
I'm going to Britney Spears. Whoops, I did it again for the purposes of a meme. Carry on. Sorry.
It looks like he goes to kick it and either it just bobbles off his foot as his foot's missed it, or it completely misses that foot and hits the other back foot. So then it's kind of going away from him. And then he possibly touches it again as it goes in. But I think he wondered whether he could slice it away almost, because in his head, for reasons unknown, he's thinking, well, I'll go to prison if I pick this up. I can't possibly pick this up. What would happen? An indirect free kick. The Sheffield Wednesday are famed for scoring. They'll definitely smash one of them in, but they're so good at set pieces. So it's almost like he tries running after it to maybe kick it away. But it's so slow,
ridiculous,
and bizarre. Like
it happens in slow motion, doesn't it? Bless him up.
Like it's just bizarre. Like it really is, and it's really really funny when it's not you. Like it's the kind of thing that like honestly would not be able to bear if it was like if one of our keepers had done that, I'd have been deleting Twitter. But it's so funny.
I tell you what, actually, Chaz, it's weird you've said that because Robbo's been on, and he's gone. Can you imagine Fudge's meltdown if it was Dawson? I'd have pulled the telly off the wall. I think I bloody said there'd have been all.
I think we could only got two rants in one show. I think we would have been cancelled then, wouldn't we? you'd have done that as well, Dan.
Yeah.
There is some. There is some comments. One for the older generation.
Do you know what? I said exactly the same, that it was full on Peter Enkelman. But like Stevie said at the start, Stevie, we don't get rubs of the green like that, do we?
No. It seems to be like everything seems to be falling into place just at the right time. It's like everything seems to be aligning, doesn't it? And I don't want to speak prematurely about the fact that things are sort of starting to fall our way a little bit, but I can't recollect a situation where a goalkeeper has conceded or you know, made a mistake that's ended up with a goal like that, where the bollock has been dropped in the same sort of way that has, as it did yesterday. And I can't remember or recollect a situation where the goalkeeper's come out and headed the ball and it's come to one of our lads and he's just pinged it like Windass did. It just seems at the moment that the stars seem to be aligning for us to have something.
Why couldn't we do that at the start of the season, though? You know what I mean? Why
do you know what? The things that, when it comes to the end of the season, and I'll say this with a little bit of sort of seriousness, if you like, it's not going to be this end of things. It's going to be the frustrating thing will be the goal we conceded against Stoke the other day. It'll be the fact that we didn't beat Norwich. It'll be those points that we've dropped at frustrating points. It'll be the ridiculous sort of capitulation at the end of the Cardiff game. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be those things that if you look at it over the duration of the season, if we don't stay up, and I know I think somebody had put it in the comments right at the beginning. It was TW Football have posted this morning the league table of the last 14. And we're the fourth best team in the championship over the last 14 games.
And in them, in them 14, we've played the top six.
Yeah,
that's true.
So in that form, 100%, 100%. And it's those sort of things that you look back on, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be, if we go down, it's going to be a bitter pill to swallow. It's going to be really, really difficult, because I do worry with the payments that are coming in at championship level, just to sort of take it on a serious note for a moment. If we go down, we're going to lose a lot of players. We may very well lose the management. I don't know where we go next under this current regime. If we stay up, there's an element of optimism that we might be all right. But when push comes to shove at the end of the season, if we've gone down, you're going to sit there and it's going to be that night at West Brom, that away game at Hull. It's going to be those days where, you know, we've either not turned up, or we've dropped bollocks, or we've made mistakes early on in the season that's cost us. And that's going to be the most frustrating thing about all of it.
I think for me, though, I do agree with that massively, because it's all points in it. It was like for every point drop, for every 2 point drop, whatever it is. But I would say that the entire reason that we're in the situation we're in is because of that start. And I think because we basically didn't play football until Cisco went, like, let's be honest, like, everyone said it was like a fresh start and a rebirth, but we were starting on such a deficit. Like, we were building a house on shitty foundations. And I think, you know, you only have to look at our form since then to know that while we'd be kicking ourselves about the odd, you know, the conceding the goals, it's like, yeah, drawing to Swansea, like, they're like physically painful goals to have conceded, but only because of the shit situation we're in, because of how awful things were at the beginning. And I just, it will just be such a shame for everything we have achieved since then to still go down, because ultimately it was that's tanked us. Like, it was, you know, we almost had not a free hit but like we'd have done the impossible to even get as close as this, like, to even be talking about the fact that we've actually got a chance of staying up.
It's come on, lads, come on, listen,
you know me, I'm the most positive out of a lot of us, and I'll tell you behind, and you guys will all vouch for this, if every time we wake up on a Sunday morning when we've drawn or we've lost, I'll out the guy, Blair. Absolute nightmare in the group chat. Oh, we're down. Blair's had us down. For the people of socials, the people of YouTube, Facebook, anybody that's watching this or listening to it, I will call him out now. Blair had us down at Christmas. He's been moaning about it. Every game's been negative. Everything's been negative.
He can still be right, though, Stevie. He can still be right. I mean, it's a good result, but they're still too shitty.
Oh, he's nearly been wrong. He's nearly wrong. Look what we've done. We're currently out the relegation zone. Like, even if it all goes tits up at the end.
It ain't going to.
The fact that we could have had Cisco ball for a year. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's what our season could have been, or it could have been like Rotherham, where we were shit and then we were slightly less shit for a bit under new management, but nothing good ever happens. Like, exactly. That's a good point. The point in Leeds might save us. The point we got equalising against Norwich.
Leicester.
Like, you look at that and Leicester. You go, Leicester. Like, yeah, absolutely. You think about the ones where you should have won.
Are you going to quote Stevie and say, it's not linear? Point getting points. Yeah. Right, listen, I need to wind this down for time. I'm sorry, folks, but just on a point that Stevie made about if any of the coaches do leave, we'll just give it Chris Powell to the end of the season.
Oh, yes.
Don't you forget about me. And Ash, you have to tell us now about the thing that you prepared. You had a whole thing to tell us about because you found it on the interwebs. Have you got it ready or do you want to just give us the gist? Interwebs. Yeah, about the...
Oh, yeah, so sorry. No, just one for me. Scotch, if this is all we have to do, I am well up for it. If we're going to get the 6 points for not bouncing, Scotch 24, man, yes, you're right. That's all we have to do. Yeah, so, big shout-out to James, and apologies because you know what I'm like with name, Walling on Twitter. Whaling has put out a tweet this morning, a good thread about the possible permutations. So big shout out to James for this. We're gonna nick it, but
best case, worst case.
Yeah.
Do you want to pass? We've got the league ready, Ash. If you want to put the league up as an infographic.
Ta-da. So that's as we stand. So let's quickly run through this because I know what you're like for stickler for time, Dan, and we've got other stuff to do as well. So best case scenario for Saturday's results would be Sheffield Wednesday, of course, beat West Brom. Huddersfield beat Birmingham because that's the massive game at the weekend concerning the teams around us. Millwall beat Plymouth and Coventry beat Blackburn. So that's the best case.
Huddersfield to beat Birmingham is better than like a shitty 0-0 draw.
This is what James, and I trust what I saw on the internet, so I'm trusting James. So that would mean...
Well, also, you want to call up those hot Russian girls in your area as well, Ash, if you just believe in the internet.
So at 5 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to be... Wednesday are going to be 19th with 50 points. Blackburn, 20th, 49. 21st is Plymouth, 48. 22nd, Huddersfield, 47. 23rd, Birmingham, 46. So that's the best case scenario.
And relegated.
No.
Is that right? No. Sorry. No.
So the worst case, it would be that obviously we lose West Brom. Birmingham beat Huddersfield, Plymouth beat Millwall, and Blackburn beat Coventry. And we've seen the results going in the last few weeks. All of them are possible.
Yeah.
What that would do would be Huddersfield relegated in 23rd with 44 points. Wednesday, 22nd, just inside 47. And then Birmingham, 21st with 49. So that would be going into the final games on the 4th of May would mean that we would have to beat Sunderland away and Birmingham lose to whoever they've got. I'm sure it's something like Leicester or something like that. It's a hard game.
Sweet.
It is a hard game because Leicester can't do any favours for us. Yeah. Leicester cannot play against bottom of the table.
So there's hundreds of permutations. There's going to be some nail biting on Saturday, no doubt, and some beers consumed.
Oh, we'll call next week's episode 5p 50p. A couple of comments about that, Ash. So we've got Sharman's going with I'm hoping West Brom throw the game just to send down Birmingham City.
Yes.
Great shout.
Ed Thomas has gone with stop the count, which how many of us, you know, those 3 or 4 minute windows where we've been out of relegation, how many of us have got screen grabs on our phone still of when we, you know what I mean, ready to tweet, stop the count. And I learnt once when we were beating Swansea for about 5 minutes and they went, I'm not doing that again. And then Birmingham have Norwich at home. I think Liam says if Brum lost, they'd be on 44. I don't know. It's maths I can't even do, and Ash has endeavoured to give it a bash. And, I'm all right with it. What's that Scotch said? Huddersfield Birmingham draw. Huddersfield play Ipswich last game, and I'm sure Birmingham have Norwich last game.
That's pretty good.
I think the only thing that's going for us here, lads, in the last two games is that West Brom have all but secured playoffs. That, you know, that's happening. So they might put out a reduced team that day. Sunderland already on the beach, and their form can be either shit hot or sketchy at best. So, Ash. Ash has got further information for us.
They are on that table, the 14 games where we're fourth. Sunderland are third bottom.
Wow. Sick.
There you are.
They've won one in eight.
Heard it here first. Breaking news. Sunderland are rubbish now. So, Ash, you said you had some other bits to get through.
Yeah, I've got some any other business. If everyone's
ready. Let's do it. Do you want me to do it? Does anybody have any other business?
Before we get to that, I was just going to do a shout out for the fans on Sunday. Fantastic. Really good support, as ever.
The fans and Will Volks. We've mentioned it a few times, but I've got to say, Will Volks won his blood to water. And two of those goals that we scored were down to Will Volks putting an absolute mega shift in. But in the meantime, does anybody have any other business?
I do, Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
I have two things. So, everyone, if you hadn't seen the social medias last week, we put a competition out that if anyone guessed the time of the first goal on Sunday, they would win two tickets to the West Brom game coming up on Saturday. Unfortunately, nobody guessed the right minute, which was the sixth minute with Josh Windass's wonder strike. So, what I have here...
Yes,
I haven't got the Palmer hat. So, I've got the Australian...
Corked hat. I'm pretty sure all people in Australia wear those hats.
So what I'm going to do, there are all the names in here from everyone that tweeted and guessed and everything. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to draw out a name and they're going to win two tickets.
Just to check, Ash, have you already purchased the tickets?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I have. Thank God. Because it's sold out apart from...
I'll tell you what it was. Liam went, we're lucky there's no tickets left. Oh, God, I hope he's bought some.
Yeah, Liam, I did it last night, mate. Right. So the first, we have Owen Rans. So Owen Rans has won two tickets.
Is that R-A-N-D-S?
R-A-N-D-S, Owen Rans, has won two tickets to the West Brom. And because no one won it, and we're just thoroughly great, there's going to be another two tickets. So, another two tickets. So there's another.
I'll tell you what, I'm not
tickets for everybody. Botox.
I'm not going to get any Botox this side of the bloody Christmas, am I? So, I keep spending all our money.
Hang on. There we are. And the next one is... Sarah X... 1867X. So obviously these are Twitter handles because I just went down. So Sarah.
Sarah X 1867 X. Start sending your abuse now. She's got the rocking the hen's teeth of tickets in Sheffield this week.
So thank you very much, everyone that had a go. But
Yeah, I tell you what, Ash, you've been likened to Oprah Winfrey here with you get two tickets and you get two tickets. And Ash Green has gone in.
In light of recent events, I'm not too happy about that one. No.
Yeah. And Ash Green has gone with, no wonder they sold out, because you keep buying them all up, Ash.
We have bought a few that we have given to charities and other people as well for this game as well. So... We've done a good thing,
That's good. Yeah, so does anybody else want to give anybody else a shout-out, a mention, anything like that?
I have another thing, if anyone else has.
Go on.
So coming up in the next few days, we have got a raffle prize coming up, so we will put it on our social medias. There's a chance to win two tickets to the Legends Night at Sheffield Hillsborough. So I think it's the 10th of May, I think it is.
Have we paid for them as well? Have we paid for them as well?
They are a raffle prize, yes, Daniel. So
right. Where's the Dan Fudge Botox prize? Where's that? When's...
There isn't, Dan. No, there isn't. We're giving back to people and, you know, this
is... I'm going to need a new ring light.
I'll put it out on socials. I'm going to set it all.
Two new ring lights.
Give me a raffle for two tickets to the Legends. So a pound a ticket, so... Why not? It's all for a good cause.
Wow. Like, look at us. We're just giving shit away. So how do we join that again? I missed that. I was looking
at my
face.
It's going to be a raffle, so we use raffle.
So we're doing an online raffle. Sorry, Ash. You're doing something nice.
How much did you drink yesterday?
I forgot we'd done raffle, and I kind of went missing from the group chat because I was on the tube. I was 7 pints in. I've had a right all day. But honestly, today at work, I have phoned it right in. I'm not kidding either. But listen, I want to say thanks a lot to Charlie, Stevie, and Ash for this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure.
He's terrible, isn't he?
If you can still hear me, what's happening now?
Are we not doing a preview?
I know.
He's got it worse,
innit? Listen, I'm on the slide. I'm in my 40s now, and now I'm starting to look it because you keep spending all my money right on nice things for other people, bloody hell. Right, Stevie, tell me about West Brom.
We're playing West Brom on Saturday. They're in the playoffs. We're at home. Hillsborough's going to be sold out. We're going to make it like Peterborough at the Miracle of Hillsborough, and we are going to smash them.
Are we? Now, listen, Hillsborough's going to be sold out, so I'm going to want some singing there because I'm at stupid work and I'm really angry about it. So I've done my last Hillsborough trip already this season. But I've renewed for next year. Thanks, Chad Searley. So, that's me living in the poorhouse for a bit and or the garden shed. Charlie, what about you for West Brom? What are you saying, geez?
Why not? No, why not? We've done stranger and stranger.
Why not?
I think we're beating them. Why not win? Why not win? And why not win at Sunderland as well? And why not just stay up in Championship? Just why not? I think
win league next year.
Yeah, why not? As I predicted famously on national TV. we're beating them. Why not? Like, we've sold 4 billion tickets. It's going to be amazing.
Ash has bought 3 billion of them.
Yeah. Fletcher hat trick is all happening. It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
So before I come to Ash, get your comments in. Get your West Brom predictions in as quick as possible. You've got about 30 seconds. Ash, can you make an answer last 30 seconds on how you think West Bromwich Albion is going to play out with a crowd of 30-odd million people in S6 that's going to be a nightmare for traffic? You better leave early. Don't leave early.
Right, yeah. I can. It's going to be an hard game because West Brom aren't mathematically safe, and I'm sure they don't want to finish sixth because whoever finishes third, either Leicester, Leeds or Southampton or Ipswich, are going to be the ones that are in the driving seat for playoffs. So I'm sure they're going to want to come and win. I'm hoping that people that have said on here that they're going to throw it for Birmingham, I'm sure that's not going to happen, but I hope it does. It's not going to be easy at all. Carlos Corberan has got their team playing well. They were unlucky against Leicester last time out. I thought they should have beat them, but they didn't. I am positive. I am, and I said on a preview show earlier we'd win 2-1. So I'm going to stick with 2-1. It's not going to be easy, and if it's not pretty, I don't care. It's going to be the points that matter. And dare I say it, probably a draw's not the worst thing, is it?
Oh, but
I know we want anything, so I'm going 2-1.
Okay, so Ash has gone for a 2-1 win, and that's from Ash, of all people. It looks like everybody's joining in with the with the shouts, aren't they? So we've got 3-0s, we've got 2-1s. We've also saying big shout out to George Byers, who decided to come and watch the lads and start the chants. Big fan of that. He very good singing voice. Big. Can you still hear me? My internet is having an absolute meltdown just as I'm trying to end the show like it did last time. It's like when I try and do this wind down, the internet goes, like Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park.
No, I think the good lady's put baby reindeer on or something, hasn't she, in the bedroom? That's a Netflix show, by the way, anyone listening.
I tell you what, have you watched Baby Reindeer? It's absolutely bloody brilliant. It's harrowing in places, but I tell you what, but Twitter being Twitter, they've managed to find out who she is in real life, so I'm a big fan of that. Listen, I'm going to play you the closing credits for next year. I'm going to tweak these because I fancy something different. Thanks a lot to Ash, Charlie and Stevie. In the meantime, all that remains is for me to say, see you later.
Every week, live from 8 p.m, it's the Wednesday Week, bringing you football analysis.
We play a night game, he has to turn the floodlights on.
bringing you banter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bringing you self-testimonials.
So I just want to be able to talk as much crap.
The Wednesday week. 1, 2, 3, 4, live.
Bear in mind, I'm not touching this topic. I'm not touching it.
I'm a little bit older than you.
Like.
That zero's gone, that goose egg's gone.
Now with 100% less Blair.
Former child turned current pundit, Blair Hardman.
Blair Hardman, Blair Hardman, Blair Hard Ankles.
Available on all social medias.
Obviously, this goes out on YouTube and as well as all the other social media out there, podcasts, etc.
The Wednesday Week 24-25 season. Join us next season.
Put on your podcast!
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch! Automate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com for more information. See you later!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.